Well, good morning, Pittsburgh, and welcome to The Journey. My name is Ron Moore, and it's been my privilege for the past 20 years, man, it's hard to believe, 20 years, I've been meeting with you right here at Word FM to study God's Word together. And this week, we're doing things a little differently. Each day, we're coming to you live because, as you well know, we got some things going on in our country and the world, and we want to talk about those things going on. We want to talk about uncertainty. None of us know what's going to happen next, and so how do we go through those emotions? How do we go through those fears of uncertainty as a believer? That's what we want to focus on today. When we think about uncertainty, you know, we just have to conclude that's really the only certain thing in our life. We live in a world of constant change. Sometimes the change is for better. It's a great thing, but not always. The world's an uncertain place to live, and we all know that COVID-19, the coronavirus, has disrupted our lives, and it's caused a lot of uncertainty and fear. Schools have closed. Some of you may be at home with your children right now because of school closings. Businesses have slowed down. There have been a lot of businesses that are doing work remotely. We have a lot of people on our church staff working remotely this week. Yesterday, if you followed the news, and I'm sure you are, it was not a good day for the stock market. There were some dramatic declines, in fact, the most dramatic decline in history. And so we got all these things going on around us. So again, with everything going on around us, how do we respond? How do we take these emotions and really allow God to work in them and through them? Well, the best way to learn how to do that is to go to God's Word. He always teaches us everything we need to know about what He wants us to do and how He wants us to feel. And we're going to look today at Psalm 33. It's a psalm about the steadfast love of God, the steadfast love of God. As you go through Psalm 33, the first thing you see in the psalm is that it teaches us that the fear of uncertainty, when it hits, and it's going to hit, we need to recalibrate, or better, we need to refocus our heart. When the fear of uncertainty hits, we need to refocus our hearts. You know, the fear of uncertainty fills our hearts when we give undue attention to the things around us. And so right now, that's easy to do. So we're watching the news all the time. We're reading our news feeds. And most of it is negative. That's how news sells. But also, a lot of the news is not that positive right now. And so we look around us at the things in the world, our nation, our economy, the people around us. And the fear of uncertainty drives this question in our mind, what if, right? So this is happening today. What if this happens tomorrow? How long will these closures last? What's going to be the consequences of the things that we're going through? And when we ask what if, we kind of crank it down to another emotional level, don't we? Like, oh my goodness, what will happen if? You can fill in the blank. And that just drives more fear and more uncertainty in our lives. Real questions, real concerns that we have going on in our lives. Again, the Christian is not immune to any of these, and we can easily fall into asking the what if questions. So this fear of uncertainty ranges from breaking news in our world, like we're going through now, but can also hit during personal challenges. So some of you may be saying, yeah, I know COVID-19's in the news right now, but I got other things I'm dealing with. I've got an illness I'm fighting through. I'm going through treatments every day. I have a loved one that's sick, and I'm trying to do my best to serve and minister, support that loved one. I got a relationship issue going on right now with a spouse, and there's tension in the home. Yeah, the virus is going on around the world, but I got tension in my home. And so I don't know how this relationship's going to end up. I have a fear of uncertainty regarding that. I have an estranged child, maybe you say, And how's that going to end up? Will I ever be able to have a healthy relationship with that child again? So all kinds of what ifs, all kinds of emotions go on in our mind. So the question is, how do we confront that fear? What ifs, fear, going to be a constant companion. And here's what we need to know. Here's what the psalm tells us. Uncertainty around us produces fears within us. And so we call time out, we refocus, we recalibrate, and we focus on the immutable God who doesn't change, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Psalm 33, verse 1. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Praise is fitting to the upright. Those who know God, those who know His spiritual blessings, those who know that in Christ we are significant and we're secure and we're accepted and we're forgiven and we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. Those who belong to God have all the spiritual blessings to live in honor of Him and respect of Him and in awe of Him. And praise is demonstrated by our obedience to Him. Psalm 33, verses 2 and 3. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody with Him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing a new song to Him. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. Sing a new song to Him. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I just want you to remind you of that. Regardless of what news you woke up to this morning, the mercies of God are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hey, I get it. The alarming news is popping up on my iPhone too. I know there are personal challenges that are going to come our way, but I also know this, and here's where we go back to. We go back to God's Word. God's mercies never come to an end. Regardless of all the uncertainties, they are new every morning. They are fresh and spontaneous mercies, and that demands, calls for, fresh and spontaneous praise. In fact, the psalmist says, sing a new song, not an old song, but a brand new song today to God. So go somewhere by yourself, turn off the news, don't look at your phone for a while, and just call a timeout and sing a new song. Sing fresh praise. Let God know that He's on your side. You know that. And you're going to praise Him for all that He's doing in your life, for stretching you and causing Him now to depend on you. Here's the second thing we learn from the psalm. When the fear of uncertainty hits, we need to reflect on the person of God. Psalm 33:4. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all His works are done in faithfulness. All His works are done in faithfulness. Now, in the next few verses, the psalmist develops that truth. First, he says there is power of God. We see the power of God in creation. And then he says we see the power of God in history. Let's look at creation first. Look at verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap, and He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, and let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. There we read the creation of God. He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. And because of that, the psalmist says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. He is the great creator. When the fear of uncertainty comes, we reflect on the person of God. He's the great creator. But He didn't just set the world into motion and then let it spin. He continued to work in history. Look at verses 10 and 11. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. God is working out his sovereign plan. We may not always understand it. In fact, a lot of times we don't understand it. But God is at work. The plans and purposes of the Lord stands forever. Let me read you a passage from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 7 through 10. Listen to what the prophet says. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I set my face like a flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring a charge against me? Let us face each other. Who's my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the sovereign Lord who helps me. Who is he who condemns me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let the one who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on their God. Couple things here in this passage. First of all, Isaiah says, I set my face like a flint. A flint was a hard stone. It was often used to make knives. In fact, in ancient Egypt, there were surgical instruments made of flint. And Isaiah says, I set my face hard. I am determined. I am steadfastly resolved to follow God, to think of God, to refocus on God. And then he says, let the one who walks in dark, let the one who is living right now in uncertainty. When it's dark, we can't see what's ahead, right? And right now in our country, we can't see everything that's ahead. Let the one who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on their God. So we can trust in God. We may have uncertainties, but we know this for sure. God knows exactly what's going to happen. He knows exactly when it's going to happen. And we can trust in our God who loves us with an everlasting love. Back to Psalm 33, verse 5. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of God. Now, the psalmist takes these truths in 12 through 19, and he begins to express his joy and confidence of being a part of God's family. So first he says, we are a part of God's family. Don't forget that. Focus on God. And now, here are the benefits. Here are the joys of that. Look at chapter 33, Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Now, the psalmist was writing specifically about the nation of Israel. And while there's still a future for Israel, the personal application today is the fact that applies to us. We are true believers. The true believer is a child of God, and nothing can change that. So we could say, blessed is the true believer whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Nothing, Paul says in Romans 8, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Our confidence is found in that unchanging truth. So just be reminded, God intimately loves us. He's intimately involved with his creation. You know, when you look at a Google map, how you look down and you see all the continents and you see the waters, well, God doesn't look down and just see a Google map. He sees all his creation. Look at verse 13. The Lord looks down from heaven and he doesn't see a Google map. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out at the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. Just think about that. Man, God knows us intimately. He knows our thoughts. So you having some fears right now? God knows that. He knows our hidden thoughts. He knows our sin. He knows our inclination to sin. He knows and sees everything about us. And so when you have fear, we don't have to act like we're hiding it from God. All we have to do is say, God, I'm fearful. You know my thoughts. You know what's going on in my life. And his confidence is not on those who trust in a government or military power or even the stock market. confidence comes from God alone. Look at verse 16. The king is not saved by a great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse, the king is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation. And by its great might, it cannot rescue. So we know that our confidence is not in human strength. Our confidence is not in a warrior, verse 16 says. It doesn't rest on our retirement account. It doesn't rest on our houses. It doesn't rest on the stock market. We're thankful for that, aren't we? It's a certain position that we have. Our confidence is this certain position that we have, and then the power that position brings. Again, verse 17, the war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its might it cannot rescue. But, look at verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. When we go through difficult times, the psalmist says God is on our side. God's eye is on us. He knows us intimately. Our hope is in his steadfast love. He's going to deliver us. He's going to do for us what he deems sovereign and loving to do. This unfailing love he has with us, this love of covenant that he has with us, this steadfast love, that's the love of covenant, unfailing love. It's a love that will never let us go. So there was this guy back in 1842. His name was George Matheson. And George Matheson was a brilliant scholar. In fact, he completed his degree at the University and Seminary of the Church of Scotland with high honors, despite the fact he was visually impaired. As a boy, he had only partial vision, and his sight failed rapidly as he got older. Although Matheson himself never wrote of the details, we know that he was engaged at one point to be married, but just before the marriage, when his fiancée realized that he would be totally blind, she left him. She didn't follow through with the wedding, with the marriage. And Matheson said that in the midst of this, he called it severe mental suffering, and he clung to God's unfailing love and great compassion. And Matheson wrote a song, a well-known hymn. The title of the hymn is, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. Listen to these words. Think about Matheson. He's just lost his fiancée. He's going blind. He's uncertain of what the future holds, but he knows that God's love will not let him go. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. Remember, he's blind. He says, O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. The third verse says, O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. And the last verse says this, O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be. O love that will not let me go, written by Matheson, a man who was blind. His fiancée just left him, and for sure, he was heartbroken. He said severe mental suffering he was going through. But Matheson could cling to the love that would never let him go. So the fear of uncertainty, man, it sets on the premise that something you have is going to be taken away, or something you have will never come to be, or you don't know what the future is going to hold. But for the Christian, the most important thing in life in eternity is already established and firm and secure. Our love from God is unconditional. It's a love that will not let us go. All right, one more thing from this psalm. When the fear of uncertainty hits, we need to reassert our faith. Look at verse 20. Our soul waits for the Lord, for He is our help and our shield. Our soul waits for the Lord, for He alone is our help and our shield. Biblical hope is not some wishful thinking. It is certain faith. It is hope for tomorrow, grounded in the anchor that God has worked in our past, and He will continue to work. Hope's not some hand-wringing worry. It is a contagious, confident action. The fear of uncertainty is aggravated and amplified when we freeze in our doubt and our insecurity. But our hope is in God's steadfast love. He is our help and He's our shield. Look at verse 21. For our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name. Our soul waits for Him. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name. God is our helper. He's the one who provides what we need. It's interesting, in the Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. The word bathos means physician, and in the Septuagint, it's used to translate helper. So the word helper, when we think of God as our helper, it's like a physician who prescribes just the right medicine and provides just the right care and brings on just the right procedure at just the right time. God is not only our helper, He's our shield, He's the source of our protection. Look at verse 22, last verse of Psalm 33. Let your steadfast love, O God, be upon us, even as we hope in You. Let your steadfast love be upon us, even as we hope on You. So I know a lot's going on in our country. And we don't know exactly what tomorrow is going to bring. But our hearts do not have to be filled with the fear of uncertainty. They can be filled with joy because we trust in God's holy name. When we trust in His holy name, we're trusting in His person. And when we trust in His person, we know that we're trusting in the God who is sovereign. We're trusting in the God who is holy. We're trusting in the God who is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. We're trusting in the God who is omniscient everywhere at the same time in His full being. We're trusting in the God who is omniscient. He knows what's going on. Nothing's going to take Him by surprise. He is eternal. He's the all-loving God who depends on no person or no thing for His existence. God alone, I want you to hear this, God alone is the remedy for the fear of uncertainty. Yeah, I get it. This fear impacts every one of us. Fear just, you know, makes us a member of a fearful group. So the psalmist calls us to move forward. The psalmist calls us to focus on God, His unfailing, His everlasting, His never-leaving love rests upon us. Let God settle your heart. Let Him give you peace and confidence and certainty. Hey, during this time, we want to offer you a book. It's called Refuge, Devotions for Strength and Comfort. I've taken several verses of strength and comfort and written devotions on them. And you can have this book by emailing us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, and you can download it for free. We just want you to have it so you can read these devotions. And if you don't have a church home, or if your church is closed and don't have online capabilities, join us this week at the Bible Chapel. You can join us online on Facebook, or you can go to BibleChapel.org. Our services are at 6 p.m. on Saturday night, 9 on Sunday and then 10:45 on Sunday. And we'll be streaming all of those services live, so you can join us at any time you'd like to. We'd love to have you. Let's pray as we close out today. Father, thank you that you're a God who loves us. You're a God who cares for us. Nothing takes you by surprise. We're reminded today that we're to shout for joy in the Lord, because praise befits the upright. And so, Lord, as you calm our hearts, as you bring certainty and peace to our hearts, let us bring certainty and peace to the people around us. And Lord, let us use this time to demonstrate that when we serve you, we can be confident in you. Our hope and our trust is in you alone. Help us to take this message of Jesus to a world that desperately needs to hear it. And Father, we know that even in the fear of uncertainty, and we have the fear that when we go to you, we have confidence and we have certain hope. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow right here on The Journey.